Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. I want to devote this commentary to the words of others. Mind you, these are not great quotations. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, "We know for a fact that there are weapons there," January 9th, 03. "If he declares he has none, then we will know that Saddam Hussein is once again misleading the world," December 2nd, 02. "Well, there is no question that we have evidence and information that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical particularly. All this will be made clear in the course of the operation for whatever duration it takes." March 21st, 03. "The president is indeed satisfied with the intelligence that he received. I think that's borne out by the fact that, just as Secretary Powell described at the United Nations, we have found the bio trucks that can be used only for the purpose of producing biological weapons. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target." May 29th, 03. "I think the burden is on those people who think he didn't have weapons of mass destruction to tell the world where they are." July 9th, 03. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, "I am absolutely convinced, based on the information that's been given to me, that the weapon of mass destruction which can kill more people than an atomic bomb, that is, biological weapons, is in the hands of the leadership of Iraq." January 10th, 03. "Getting rid of Saddam Hussein's regime is our best inoculation. Destroying once and for all his weapons of disease and death is a vaccination for the world." March 16th, 03. "We simply cannot live in fear of a ruthless dictator, aggressor, and terrorist such as Saddam Hussein, who possesses the world's most deadly weapons." March 31st, 03. Unelected President George W. Bush, "The Iraqi regime possesses and produces chemical and biological weapons. It is seeking nuclear weapons. We know that the regime has produced thousands of tons of chemical agents, including mustard gas, sarin nerve gas, VX nerve gas." October 7th, 02. "The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production." January 28th, 03. "In Iraq, a dictator is building and hiding weapons that could enable him to dominate the Middle East and intimidate the civilized world, and we will not allow it." February 26th, 03. "Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised." March 17th, 03. "We'll find them. It'll be a matter of time to do so." May 3rd, 03. "It's going to take time to find them, but we know he had him. And whether he destroyed them, moved them, or hid them, we're going to find out the truth. One thing is for certain, Saddam Hussein no longer threatens America with weapons of mass destruction." May 25th, 03. "But for those who say we haven't found the banned manufacturing devices or banned weapons, they're wrong. We found them." May 30th, 03. "And we impeached Clinton for saying, 'I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.'" For more not-so-great quotations about weapons of mass destruction, visit whatreallyhappened.com. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.